Well, Stevie, first of all, I've got to say congratulations on being in the mind of Wayne Bennett, the England head coach. Just how good a feeling is it to know that he is looking at you and you've got that chance now?
Yeah, I was absolutely elated when I found out. Just to be in the loop and just to be in the mind of the England setup and to be around the lads that are going to be looking to play the Four Nations coming up and you know, just to be in the mind of the team of Wayne Bennett going forward for the big World Cup next year is, you know, because I've not played a game, I've not really been having much of a playing kind of role all year, and you know, just to be in the mix of things and just to meet Wayne and obviously to meet up with all the other boys, it meant a lot to me, and it just shows that, you know, they do look after people that are injured, and it doesn't mean everything if you miss a few games. So, you know, to me, I'm really happy and excited to go, and I really enjoyed the meeting.
Of course, right now you're uncapped. Just if you were to get that cap, just how much would it mean to you?
Well, there's a lot of things, objectives and goals that I've got as a player, and that's to actually wear the 13 shirt playing at Headingley, and also to actually make a cap for my country. It seems like it's been stalled over the last few years. A lot of things have been stalled just with injuries, but you know, that makes it all the more exciting, and it would make it all the more special if I was to play in an England shirt and actually be in the fold and competing. You know, that's the main thing, to compete with the Aussies and compete with the best players in the world. That's where I need to get as a player and also as a person, really.
For yourself, would you say that this has given you a boost? Because obviously it must have been, well, the last few months must be really frustrating for yourself just with the injuries you've had.
It has, yeah. It was a massive boost, and I got an email and just saying that I'd be, you know, I'd be kept in the loop and I'd be going to the meeting. And when I received that email, you know, I was surprised and obviously a bit shocked because I've not played a minute of rugby league this season. But yeah, it's those boosts and those pick, you know, the moments like that pick you up and keep you excelling and keep you striving for better things. And to get that, you know, it set me in good stead for the next few weeks to smash every rehab session that I had and to do everything possible to get back playing towards this back end of the year and see what happens, really. And those are the things you need to have in the back of your mind and to have at the end of, you know, a long-term goal to play for England. You know, we made that bit more likely and likely to happen. So to get that email and to go to the meeting, you know, it really boosted my morale and you know, I'm just looking forward to what may come.
I mean, looking at the Rhinos, obviously for yourself, you've been on the sideline throughout the whole season. To see them at the moment, bottom of the table, I know the last couple of games have been good results, but just how has it been for yourself? Because you know, you just want to be out there, don't you, trying to make an impact?
Yeah, there's two ways of looking at it. You know, we could be winning every game and we could be challenging at the top of the table. And for me, that'd be hard because I'd be missing out. But I find it even harder that we're at the bottom of the table. Obviously, we've picked up some form recently, but just the fact that I can't help anything, I can't really have a solid effect with the team and to help the guys out. That, you know, I find that harder than if I was just missing out on good stuff. So, obviously, all the team morale isn't as good as it would be if we're on top of the table. And obviously, me coming back for injury, it's a tough thing, and it's a tough little battle I've got personally to get back from injury. But you know, watching all the boys go through a tough time, it made it that bit harder. So obviously, I've got my own focus to get back from injury, and hopefully, I can return to the team wearing a bit of form, and I can actually have a solid effect.
And I was just going to ask as well, you've launched the online magazine Mentality. Just how is that going right now? Because I know a lot of people within the game, you know, have paid praise to it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely overwhelmed with the support and the feedback I've had. I think it's really caught people's attention, just for the different dynamics of the magazine and how it's presented, how it attacks different areas of different walks of life, and how the stories are told. And you know, it's kind of a brutally honest piece of, you know, of literature, really, of something that people can look at online and actually relate to it. Nowadays, you can't really relate to a lot of stuff, and it's short and sweet stuff that you see, but this is completely different, and it's something for people to see and to actually relate to, and ultimately, it supports how they will feel and how they want to go forward. And just on that, the next edition is coming out tomorrow. That's out tomorrow with a video interview. I'm keeping that under wraps for now, but you know, it's good because I ask him different questions. There's no autopilot answers. I didn't give him any prep. Went into it and really zoned in on his lifestyle, the background of which he came from, and how he manages his life and day-to-day, you know, scenarios which he goes through. So that's going to feature in it. And also there's some other stuff. I've got an interview with Paul Wood, the ex-Warrington player, on his rugby career and how he's managed that through different things like his depression. And you know, there's all sorts of things that are on there that which really I hope people look to. And
just in terms of your rehab process, just where are you right now? How, if you were to put a percentage on it, just how near are you to getting back on the pitch?
It's a bit of a different, bit of a unique situation for myself in. I've set a goal to get back for the 8th of July against LFC, and obviously that's nearing closer, and it's looking all the more unlikely. And we're in a bit of a situation where I'm doing rehab. I'm stepping the rehab each week up. You know, I'm stepping it up each week, and I'm doing different things. I'm decelerating and accelerating, and the next stage is to be a change of direction. So we're a bit later as scheduled after that third operation I had. So the kind of way that we're approaching it now is to see how it reacts after each level that we go up, which I can tell you has been good. It's been reacting well, and everything's going well. So, you know, I think there's a few weeks there of rehab left just to get through and to knuckle down with. But it's all just how it reacts, because it's been that long and it's been three operations. We don't want to rush it. So it's the idea of seeing how things go, seeing how it pans out, and hopefully we can then cast a date for when I'm going to be back.
And of course, for yourself, having so much time out, you don't want to be in a position where you rush yourself back. You maybe play two games and then you're out for 6 months.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I reckon full fitness, I'm probably around 70% now. I can do stuff. I can do plyometric stuff like jumping, and you know, I can get a pretty good pace. It's just that change of direction stuff that I need. And as what you said then about coming back from fitness, that's completely, you know, something we're thinking about. You know, it's been that long. We've got to nail it now. It's been such a long process, and there's been so much stuff considered in there. I've got to come back as a you know, with a fit knee, but also something which for physical prowess, and also my skill needs to be there. So I'm not going to come back half-hearted and put in a half performance. I need to come back fully fit and absolutely being one of the top players in the team.